Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving in your relationships? Like you're always putting other people's needs before your own? Well, hey there, friends. It's Brandon Cole, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Today, we're diving into a topic that's crucial for building healthy, fulfilling relationships. The power of setting boundaries. Think about it this way, imagine a beautiful garden, right? You wouldn't just let anything grow wherever it pleases. You carefully plant your flowers, prune the weeds, and create designated spaces for different plants to thrive. Your relationships are kind of like the garden, they need clear boundaries to flourish. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries? Doesn't sound very fun. But trust me on this one, setting healthy boundaries isn't about building walls or becoming a recluse. It's about creating space for yourself and your needs within the relationship. It's about fostering mutual respect and allowing everyone to feel safe and comfortable expressing themselves authentically. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you understand the power of boundaries. 1. Boundaries are not selfish, they're essential. Think of it like this, if you don't take care of yourself first, how can you effectively care for others? It's like that old airplane safety instruction, put your own mask on before helping others. Setting boundaries allows you to replenish your own energy and emotional reserves so you can show up as the best version of yourself in your relationships. 2. Boundaries communicate your needs and values. We all have different needs and values, right? Sometimes, we're not even fully aware of them ourselves. But when we set boundaries, we're essentially saying this is important to me, and that clarity helps the other person understand where you stand. 3. Boundaries protect your time and energy. Let's face it, life can get pretty hectic. We all have limited time and energy, and it's crucial to prioritize what matters most. Setting boundaries around how you spend your time and energy ensures that you're not constantly drained or feeling overwhelmed by others' demands. 4. Boundaries foster healthy communication. When you set clear boundaries, you create a space for open and honest communication. It encourages the other person to respect your limits and communicate their own needs effectively. This can lead to deeper understanding and more fulfilling relationships. 5. Boundaries take practice. Remember, setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process. It takes courage and practice to articulate your needs, but the rewards are definitely worth it. Start small, be consistent, and don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries as you learn more about yourself and your relationships. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a friend who always calls you at random hours, expecting you to drop everything and chat for an hour. You love them dearly, but this constant interruption is starting to wear you down. You've tried hinting around, but nothing seems to work. This is where setting a boundary comes in. Instead of just tolerating the situation, you could calmly say something like, "Hey friend's name, I really value our friendship and love catching up with you. However, I tend to be super focused on my work during certain hours, so if you need to reach me outside those times, please text first and we can schedule a call." See the difference? You're still being kind and expressing your care, but you're also clearly communicating your needs and limits. Now, let's recap the key takeaways from today's episode. Boundaries are essential for healthy relationships. They protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Setting boundaries is not selfish. It's about prioritizing your own needs so you can show up as your best self in your relationships. Clear boundaries foster open communication and mutual respect between you and the other person. Remember, friends, setting boundaries isn't about building walls, it's about creating space for healthy growth and connection. Start small, be consistent, and remember, you deserve to have your needs met in your relationships. So go out there, set those boundaries, and cultivate relationships that nourish your soul. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might find it helpful. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep chasing that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.